of inspire yourself to inspire others.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Jewish Pride Radio. It's Josh Brody, and we are live once again. What an incredible year it's been, and the new season has brought us already some great shows, some great topics, some great interviews, and I can tell you the year is only going to get so much better. Not just because I have the winning numbers for Wednesday's lottery ticket. You know, a lot of people have commented already on the show we did yesterday. Powerball, or in this case, the lottery, which is actually Powerball, but in this case of the radio show, we were talking about the lottery, how to win. The secret is on the show we did yesterday. I hope you get a chance to listen. But if you didn't, I'll just give you the numbers right now. Here we go. Take out a pen. The winning numbers for Wednesday night's $1.3 billion ticket are, it's 4, 8, 36. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if they're winning. Anyway, tonight we are going to be talking about 5 steps to discover your unique contribution in the world. This is such an important show, not just Jewish Pride Radio, but we're talking right now about the unbelievable topic of you. This is about you. This is about me. It's about you. It's about all of us. It's about how each and every one of us can find what it is we're supposed to be doing to make a difference in this world. And I think that many of us are mistaken when we think that there are many people in the world, many people right now going out and buying lottery tickets, and that's just an example of many people doing the same activity. And therefore, we're confused, and we think that there are probably many people that are created like us. And if not many, there are a few, or there are some. There are people walking around the world that are probably, you know, have similar likes, have similar aspirations. And they might not be living in my community. Maybe they're living in my state. Maybe not. Maybe they're living somewhere in the United States or overseas. But we think that there's someone out there that probably could be doing exactly what we're doing. And maybe they're probably going to do it even better than us. And if they could do it better than us or better than me, then why should I even try? Let me just go on with as normal. Let me just go on with my own mediocrity, mediocre existence. Average is great, right? Don't sweat anything. Just make it happen, whatever you're doing every single day. It doesn't have to be an overexertion. Just make it happen. And you know what, unfortunately, is the mistake with that line of reasoning is that it's just not true. We're told in many different places, our Bible, Torah, our Jewish tradition teaches us something very special about you, about each and every one of us, that there isn't another you. And everything that we have or we're given as far as skills, as far as ambition, as far as what we want to achieve, there's no one else out there that can do exactly what you can do. That's right. There's no one in the world that will be able to solve the problems or make a difference in the world in the same way that you can make that difference. And I guess the scary part, you know, we don't like to get into anything scary on Jewish Pride Radio. It's all about the good things. But is that the clock is ticking. You know, I'm looking right now. There's a clock on the wall in the studio. Yeah, you take a look here. I'm looking. We're on the air right now. And it says you're streaming left. We're on for another 25 minutes and 48 seconds. And then the show's over. And in another world, there's another clock that's ticking. Many of us think that world is very far away and it's never going to come and, you know, the clock will never, you know, sort of run out. We don't think it will, but we don't know when the time is going to run out. We don't know when the clock is going to stop ticking. And every single moment that goes by when we're not working on something that we know we could be making a massive difference in the world, a major difference. We're talking about real impact that no one else can do. And you say to yourself, well, one second, I haven't got started yet. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, or I'm doing what I normally do. Like I get up in the morning, I go to work, I come home from work, I have dinner, and you know, I go to sleep, and I'll just repeat that same exercise every single day. That's a big problem. You know, many of us, hopefully, you know, you're busy with family, you got other things going on, you have friends, and you're busy. Okay, that's understandable. That's part of life, and that's obviously part of our mission as well. Be a good friend, be a good neighbor, raise a good family, right? You got to do that. Well, that's not our unique purpose in this world. Or maybe it is. Again, if that's what you're doing, you know, you're a great mom, great. You know, that's an important job. Don't neglect the kids. Make sure you raise great kids. Dad, if you're home, make sure you do it also. Who knows? Whatever the role is. But let's make sure we're figuring out exactly what we're supposed to be doing. Well, Jewish Pride Radio has a few suggestions on how exactly we can do it. Each of us has an incredibly unique mission in the world. We have also a universal mission, and that's called being a light unto the nations. Now, Judaism has always taught that as a very important phrase, or legoyim, right? A light unto the nations. But we can never get confused and think for even a moment. It's not about being better than anyone else. This is not a arrogant phrase. It's not a, you know, we're the light, you're the darkness, you know, we're here to light up your life, we're here to light up the world. No, it's not about that. It just means that we've taken upon ourselves a certain set of obligations that we don't have a choice in the matter. Make sure that when we do good things in the world, we'll bring light unto the world. Now, anyone can do that. Anyone can do that. But here we're given a mandate to do it. You got to do it. And you got to wake up in the morning. You got to say, listen, if this is my job, this is what I need to be doing. And I'm not going to let anything distract me from my goal today. Because even when we figure out what it is we need to be doing, sometimes we get distracted and certain things will prevent us from accomplishing what we know we have to do today. No distractions. Laser focused. We've got to make it happen. So we've got that personal mission. We've got a universal mission as being part of a Jewish people. And we also need to understand that being part of this universal and also having this unique mission makes us, what we'll say, gives us a purpose and a certain sense of drive for accomplishing things during the course of our life. It's the key to living. It's the key to having a meaningful and energized life. You hear that? Who doesn't want to have an energized life, not a boring life? People sit at home all day watching game shows. That's not what life is about. People talk about retiring, coming to Florida. I live in Boca Raton. People think it's like the retirement capital of the world. Yeah, you could retire after 65 years of work or whatever age we retire at now, 68, 62, whatever that age might be. But it doesn't mean you can't accomplish anything else. I know people today that are accomplishing more in their so-called retirement than they did when they were working, you know, during the working years. No excuses. If we know we have something we can accomplish, let's make sure that we do it and we do it right. A person that's charged with a purpose is free from boredom. Right? We don't want to be bored. You know, it's unfortunate. I hear so many younger people talking about, I'm just bored. What can I do today? What do you mean? You just went out all morning. You went out for lunch. You went out to the restaurant. You hang out with your friends. Now you're home. You did something on the computer. Now you're bored. What does that mean, you're bored? Take out a book. Go outside. Go for a walk. Go exercise. There's always something else we can be doing. And if we think about the fact that the clock is ticking and that there's no time to waste, we'll definitely accomplish a lot more. But this is not a scare tactic. We're not here to scare you. We just want you to live a very exciting life. We want you to live a charged life, one that's free from boredom. Right? We don't want to look to distractions just to kill time. How many times do you hear that phrase, people want to kill time? You're literally killing time. That's what you're doing. You're killing your life. You could be doing something, and now you're not doing something. You're killing. It's literally like suicide. What do you mean? You're wasting time. How can you waste time? There's so much that we can be doing. Live a life. Live a charged life. Live an energized life. Live a life with purpose. Live a life with meaning. Because a person with a mission is going to be liberated from any psychological, you know, issues that deal with being self-absorbed. And we know how it's so easy to be challenged with envy, with competition, which actually leads in many cases to actually hating other people. You start to realize that you've got a unique mission, right? And you realize, like the stone said, right? You can't always get what you want, but you'll get what you need. Right? What a Jewish phrase. What a Jewish concept. there's no reason to ever be envious of anyone else. It's like we said in the show yesterday when talking about Powerball, the lottery. If you need it to win, okay, that's one thing. But if you just want it, nah. And if you don't win, you didn't need it. You didn't need it. It would be nice. Sure, it'd be a little easier to pay some of the bills. Pay the electric company, pay the cable company. You know what? You can buy the cable company. You won't have any more cable bills. But it's probably not going to happen. So how do we get there? We want a charged life. We want an exciting life. We want a life that's going to change not only the way we perceive our community, but change ourselves. So let's take a look. 5 steps. This is going to help you discover your unique contribution, your purpose, and most importantly, how to live it. So here we go. Step number one. First of all, I want to thank Rabbi Heller for an amazing article that helped me see exactly how we can do this. Thank you, Rabbi. Step number one is recognize that your unique contribution, the one that you're going to make in the world, will be very, very specific. It's going to be an activity which you love, and not only that you love, but you're actually very good at. Now, a lot of people, this is where we lose it. We lose the understanding. We lose the drive because we think we overreach. And we think that if we find something we love and that we have to be good at, that we really have to be the best at. You know, and if I'm not the best, if I'm not the Nobel Prize winner, I'm not the Olympic gold medal winner, and I'm not the most beautiful, and I don't have the fame, and I don't have the name recognition, and I don't have the title or the wealth, then I won't be able to find what it is I'm truly good at. And the answer is no. That's not true. Find what you love. Find what you enjoy doing. Find what you're good at. And you say, what has this got to do with anything? What on earth am I going to be able to accomplish with this? I know I love it. I know I enjoy it. It's great. And I'm good at it. Well, you'll be surprised what you can accomplish when you find out what some of those things are. Now, you might say to yourself, listen, Josh, that's nice. But I need a little help finding what I think I'm good at. I'm not really sure. Okay, so step number one is take out a piece of paper and maybe answer some of the following questions. This will help you. This will help all of us figure out exactly what it is we're supposed to be doing. Maybe answer the following question. Talk about the lottery. It's coming back into play. If you had $1 billion, imagine you won. What would you do all day? And you hear so many people, unfortunately, say, you know, I win. If I had all the money that I ever needed, $1 billion, for most people, it's not $1 billion. A couple of $1 million, yeah, sure, you probably wouldn't have to work anymore, but what would you do? What, are you going to go sit in front of the TV? Okay, that might be fun for a day. You know, there's all these movies you've always wanted to watch. So you rent all the movies, you watch them. Now what? Okay, there's a TV show. I want to catch up on the TV show. Good. That's day two. Now what? Well, I got to go to the beach. I love the beach. Okay, so we'll go sit on the beach. Okay. Well, not just one day. I want to sit on the beach for the whole week. By the pool? Okay, good. Read the book at the beach. Go swimming. Great. Now what? Well, I want to go. Well, I don't want to watch TV. I watched it all already. You know, and I think it's so funny when, you know, I got a TV at home. There's literally, I think there's 1,000 channels. Almost all of the channels I've never been to. Now it starts switching you into the high-def channels in the middle 400s. It's like ridiculous. I can't even find the shows I'm looking for. There's so much out there, and you end up surfing around all these channels. You never end up watching anything. So you had money. What would you do all day? What would you do if you didn't have to worry about the things like working so you had money to pay your bills? What would you do? Because what do you love doing? Music? Building? Art? Where do you find that natural talent? Talking to people? Helping people? There's so much that we could do. And I think one of the big challenges that we have, and this is something to consider when asking yourself another question, that if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you love to do? Because unfortunately, when we think and we say to ourselves, you know what, I'd like to try it, but I'll probably fail, and then we won't even try it. What do you mean you won't try it? Maybe that's your thing. No, but I'll fail. I can't be a failure. Think about what people might say about me. So imagine for a second that you couldn't fail. What would you love to do? Because maybe that's what you're supposed to be doing. What activities make you feel most alive? You ever try something and you felt great, and then for some reason you just sort of put it back there and you went on to something else? You know, what was that thing? Go back to it. Give it a second shot. What activity do you lose sense of time when you do it? You ever do something and the next thing you know, an hour went by, 2 hours went by, and you say, where did that time go? Time flies when you're having fun. Think about what it is that you have fun doing. It's not a job. It's not a chore. It's something you really, really like. There's a reason you like it, and there might be a reason why all your friends and your family, they don't like it, because it's you. There's something about it that makes you special. These are just some questions to help us figure out what it is we like, or that, you know, we'll find things that we're good at. What do you enjoy learning about most? What do you enjoy talking about most with other people? You know, do you find yourself talking about politics? You love politics. You say, well, I'm not a politician. Maybe you'll be the next politician. People are looking for honest politicians, for someone that can make a difference. You say, well, I'm not the typical. Well, one thing we've seen right now in this election is that you don't have to be the typical person to do this. And I think that's also true about many things in life. You know, many times we think, well, if I do that, that's not what most of those people look like that do it. I think it's time to shake things up a little bit. Time that we say, that might be what the establishment says, but if it's something you want to do, don't be afraid to try. You ever look at where you spend your money? That's probably an indication of what you like doing. What are you spending your money on? Because that's you. If you had money, what would you like to spend it on? Because that's you. What excites you? You ever think about your unique talents? You know, some people take very, very easily to certain instruments. It drives me crazy. I'm a drummer. I play drums now for about 30 years. I love the drums. And I practiced, and I had drum lessons for 5-6 years. You know, met many drummers when I was in high school who didn't have lessons, or they had fewer lessons. And they were just great at it. There was like an innate ability to be a good drummer. Some people are gifted. They have an ear for music. I know people that don't take any lessons, and they can play away. Beautiful. My daughter's taking piano lessons. She'll be a great piano player, not because she's got a great ear for music, but because she's going to try hard. But if you have that gift, if you really have that gift, don't squander it. God gave you that gift for a reason. And you got to do something with it. It's amazing when you give, when you help others. What type of giving do you do? How do you give? Who do you give to? What's your passion? What excites you? Is there a group out there that you find yourself drawn to? Is it a group of people that have disabilities that maybe you want to help? Is it helping out those that are maybe the elderly? Holocaust survivors in our community, there's so many great groups that are helping Holocaust survivors. March of the Living, March to Miriam, great programs. Is that what you're interested in? Teaching children. If you've got that skill, we can't let it go. We've only got a few minutes left, and we've only got to step one, so let's take a look at step number two. Don't worry, we're going to review, make sure that no one forgets. Again, step number one, recognize what is your unique contribution. We've given you a lot of questions to ask. Sit down with a piece of paper. Go somewhere where you can find that quiet space, or that space that's going to allow you to think, help you think. Step number two, start writing down the possibilities of what your unique contribution might be, and don't stop until you run out of ideas. Just keep writing. Let the ideas flow, and even if they're not flowing, don't stand up until you feel like you've run out and you've exhausted every single idea in your head. You know, I remember when I was still trying to figure out my life, you know, and we go through many, many different ideas of what we want to do. You know, in high school, it was, you know, being a drummer for a big rock band. That was the dream. I remember even looking up different music schools out in California because I felt like that's what you had to be. I never told my parents. I was just so excited. I remember this was before the internet. This is the early 90s. Remember, I found a school that was called PIT or MIT, not MIT, the one that you know as far as the great university. This was like the Musicians Institute of Technology. PIT was the Percussion Institute. And it was just exciting knowing this was in Hollywood, California. That was my dream. But then it turns into going to business school, and then you figure out maybe you go to law school. And somehow on a trip to Israel, we'll talk about this perhaps on another show, things really changed. All of a sudden, becoming a teacher, maybe a rabbi, not knowing where that's going to head, not knowing if I had the skills to even finish, but I knew there was something like literally burning inside that said, this is what I want to do. And even once I did it, I didn't know where it was going to take me. And every day and every month and every year, things started to evolve and grow. And now it's like, wow, that fire is like, you know, talk about being on fire. It's great. Just having fun, just making it happen every day. Doesn't always go the way I planned. I know. That's okay. Right. You have a goal. Focus. Let's make it happen. So step number two is start writing down the possibilities. Step number three, the right one, is going to give you a huge rush when you finally figure it out. When you see that idea on paper, this happens all the time. I write notes, I scribble on pieces of paper, on napkins, ideas, you know, and then it will somehow become a formal idea when you put it down on the iPad or on the iPod or on the computer. But it always starts as something that just sort of pops into your head when you least expect it. Or sometimes it's something you write down on a piece of paper, and that's not the real idea. But all of a sudden, as you're writing or as you're thinking, something just hits and you get this rush. I was in a meeting this morning. I had this great 10:30 meeting. And I was talking to someone. He says, sit down. And I'm sitting down. And he's sitting at his computer, and I'm sitting down next to him. I said, I can't sit down. I got to stand up. He says, what's the matter? You're not feeling good? I said, no, I just, you know, when you get that rush and you just want to sort of let it out, how do you sit down and talk to someone? How do you convey that passion? How do you talk about the idea? And especially when you start talking to other people about some of the ideas, they see you're excited. They see your passion. All of a sudden, they get excited. Talking to this person about a specific project. You'll hear about this project. Don't worry about it. It's coming. It's going to be a big thing this year. But, you know, the guy that's helping me put this together, you know, he says, I don't really see where we're going to make this different. So I said, okay, fine. Let me come and meet with you. Let me show you the idea. I can't put it in an email. And all of a sudden, everything changed. Big idea. And the big idea starts with an excitement. It starts with step number three. Because when you see that right thing, the thing that you're looking for, that gives you a huge rush when you write it down. You're going to know it's the right thing. What about step number four? Once you see it on paper and you have that rush, now take ownership of that contribution that you have. And that we're talking about a contribution you have to make. Take ownership. Realize no one else is going to do it. You know, people always are nervous. You know, you have an idea and you put it down paper. Make sure no one sees it because you don't want someone else stealing your idea. Trust me. I could leave all my ideas on a piece of paper. Let everyone read them. And someone might come and take the idea, but it's never going to be the same. Not because my ideas are great. It's because they're my ideas. You might do something with it, but it's not going to be the same. They'll be your idea. And I can promise you, if I do the same thing and you do it, you take my idea, you steal my idea, fine, we'll both do it, they're going to turn out very, very different. Not because mine's better, it's just different. It's mine. yours will be yours. I hope you don't steal my idea. But that will be your idea. And step number five is once you've taken ownership and you remember your unique contribution and you realize it's yours, right? Step number five is make a plan of how you're either going to start making your contribution or if you're already doing it, how you can do it more, how you can do more of it and do it better in order to have more of an impact. Maybe you haven't started yet, so now it's time to begin. Maybe you've done it before or you're doing it right now, so figure out how to make it even bigger than that. I was just on a conference call last week on Thursday night with one of my former teachers. He was talking to a group about some ideas that he wants people to work on. It's a long story. I don't want to get into that right now. But the bottom line is the whole purpose of his conference call was to inspire people to get going. And I think the most important part, which most people didn't understand until the very end, you could say, well, I could do this. I don't need you to make it happen. The answer is, unfortunately, most of us, human nature is that this is where we get stuck. Sure, we know the idea. It's our idea. It's who I am. But we get stuck in making it happen. And he wanted to say that he would help you do whatever it is you wanted to do. Some of us might need a little bit of help. And that's where you go to a friend or a family member and say, listen, let me tell you my idea. This is my passion. And I'm not letting go of it like I've let go of everything else. Either I'm going to do it because I'm going to make myself do it, or if I can't do it, I'm going to make sure there's someone else out there that's going to be on top of me to make sure that I get it done. And that person is someone that I trust to make sure that they won't let me fall. That's the job, because it's your passion, because it's your life, because you have something unique to contribute, and you don't want to let it fall. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, my dear and amazing Jewish Pride Radio listeners, there's only one you. When you're gone, your mold will never be used again. Judaism, Jewish tradition maintains, not only is it necessary for our well-being to know our unique purpose, but it's an obligation to find it and then actualize it. As the great rabbi and great Jewish teacher Hillel says, famous quote, which many people know, realize it's Jewish wisdom, it's from Hillel, it's in Ethics of the Fathers, Pirkei Avos, however you want to say it, Im lo achshav eimasai. If not now, then when? We've got a life, and we hope we're going to live a long life. But at the end of the day, if we're not looking and we're not really trying to find our unique purpose in this world, then we're going to be bored, then we're going to be envious, and we're going to have a lot of problems. Yeah, it takes work. It's meaning. God created us for a purpose. Your role is not their role. Let's make sure that we start living stronger and better, and as many have said before, a purpose-driven life, to make sure that we can leave an everlasting impact in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Josh Brody. You've been listening to another amazing edition, another great episode of Jewish Pride Radio. Wow! 30 minutes just flew by. My dear friends, I want to wish you a good night. And as we say, this is your life. At the end of the day, no one else can do it like you can do. Inspire yourself to inspire others, and we'll see you tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
Sing a song for the broken hearted.